went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are picking the grass.
Here's another reason why WYSL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Mongiovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors. The Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on this hot, humid Monday here in Rochester and probably all over the United States. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us. Tonight we'll be looking ahead to the WPSL playoffs. They start Wednesday night at Salen Stadium. We'll be having with us the president and starting defender for the Western New York Flash, Alex Salen, to talk about that. We'll also have back with us one of the key members of the Rhinos back line. He returned to action on Friday and helped in the shutout of Pittsburgh. Georgios Kyriassis will join us, and sure we'll be talking about some European soccer as well with Georgios. And we'll be previewing the Olympic Women's Soccer Tournament that gets underway this Wednesday. We'll also get all the latest soccer news with Dick Howard, including a huge move just clearing the wires between Everton and the Red Bulls for a major player. We'll talk to Dick about that in our second segment. But let's bring in now the host of Soccer's Kick in the Grass, Lancers Hall of Famer Joe Redcard Sirianni, and the man who may be calling the Flash or the WPSL final on Friday, Saturday. We'll
maybe,
see.
Maybe.
Sam Mongiovi.
Well, good evening, everyone, and congratulations to both of you guys. Your famous broadcaster, my nephew over here, is becoming bigger and bigger in soccer, and of course, it pleases my heart that that happens. Of course, there's you, Andrew, that you're just like an encyclopedia when it comes to soccer and knowing all the facts. Me, I just ride along.
Well, I gotta thank you, Uncle Joe. I gotta thank Andrew, and I gotta thank Joe Giuliano for his friendship and opportunity and thinking of me. Thank you, Joe. And I just got everybody to know, and I hope my supervisor isn't listening, but I told her I have a doctor's appointment Wednesday at 4:30 because I got to go to the 5 o'clock Flash game.
Not anymore. I hope your boss isn't listening to the show, Sam. That was, well, oh, boy.
Be that as it may, you know, we're talking about soccer in Rochester, of course, and the Rhinos, they had a 2-0 victory. And yesterday, the Flash, oh, my God. I mean, I was so angry at the referee that I want to launch on the field, and I know Andrew.
What are you gonna do? Kick him in the you know what? Just like you did back in. Yeah. That's ladies and gentlemen. That's how. In case you don't know, Joe's nickname is Red Card because he's the only trainer ever to be red carded in an NASL match. I'm talking the real NASL, not the posing NASL that's out there now.
Andrew, be careful. That's a good.
Hey, I'm making all the Rhinos front office staff happy by saying that.
The problem with the referee yesterday was enormous, and Sam said something good because we took it all out on the fourth official that was near to where we are. But you know, the referee I can't believe it. Either he was blind, either he was afraid, or he just had no guts whatsoever.
I think he was dehydrated from the heat.
That's what I'm thinking. I think a lot of people were dehydrated.
I think he was completely out of the game. He didn't have a good game, and that happens. But the consequences are enormous.
There was one obvious push in the back right in front of him. I forget who made the foul. I think it was Julie King who made the foul for Boston. And the referee just warned her. I mean, it was she put two hands on the Flash player's back and shoved her down to the ground.
They should have been on the other side in the first half. There should have been a penalty called, and he never did. You know, when they shoved Angela down in the
Angela Salen. But, yeah, but well, you know, let's just hope that the officiating is at the level that we saw in the European Championships, which was pretty good for the most part.
The worst thing that they announced that they were going to have a referee after that.
That was the line of the night.
How ridiculous that was. I wish I would attend.
But it was true, though. They did that last year, too, in the last match of the Flash season. They had a referees clinic after the match because all the referees from all of Western New York
came. I wonder who gave the clinic. I wish I would have been there like a little fly to listen to that.
I wonder if it would be our good friend, the man from the Hall of Famer, Reinhold Spott. Maybe he was involved.
Well, when I see Reinhold Spott, I'm going to ask him.
Okay.
I hope that he give those guys, you know, because there's somebody in the press box that evaluates the referees.
Yeah, Kevin Barsi often does it, or Reinhold.
I wish that... they will consult with us because I hope that they saw the game the way we saw the game not the way their counterparts saw
it. I know referee, it's a tough. Yeah, everybody knows that. But you know what? You're supposed to favor the home team.
I mean, you're not supposed to favor the home team.
Yes, you are.
You must be a Manchester United supporter.
That's what they do there.
You favor the forward in offside situations, and you favor the home team on home games.
Absolutely not.
Otherwise, you lose attendance.
You favor the forward in offside, that is true. You're supposed to give the benefit of the doubt to the attacking player, but that doesn't happen
very often. Absolutely, my thing, you have to be fair.
Juventus gets favor when they play in Juventus.
No, that's true. No, they do not.
Milan gets favored
at
Milan.
You want to give them a heart attack?
They do not.
And Milan gets favored at Milan.
How can you say
that? And Chelsea gets messed up wherever they play. So.
How can you say that?
I'm saying
referee, they're supposed to be unbiased. They're supposed to call the game... You know, not in favor of anybody. They're supposed to call the game. They're supposed to call the foul. They're supposed to do what is right and what is just. Not that they favor one team or the other team. If that's the case, then it's fixed. And we don't want to live in...
Soccer is never fixed.
I'm not saying fixed. I'm saying when it's a 50-50 call... 51 goes to the home team.
Speaking of the Flash, let's
talk with Dick about that.
Yeah, Dick's going to be talking about the big transfer today, but let's mention to everybody there was some confusion yesterday regarding when the Flash are playing on Wednesday. It is officially the Flash play the New York Fury at 5 p.m. So you got to get there early to see the Flash play. It was announced yesterday. I think it was announced both times, 5 and 8, depending on who you talk to, but it's definitely 5 p.m. Then there will be a break, and then the Boston Breakers, the champions, will take on the fourth place Chicago Red Stars at 8 p.m. or 30 minutes or 40 minutes after the first match is completed. So then the final is 1 p.m. on Saturday, and there will be coverage of the women's national team versus Colombia on the big screen and in the concourse, so you don't have to miss any of the action with Abby and Alex Morgan and all the rest of the U.S. women, as they will certainly pound Colombia into the ground, I would imagine. But you don't have to miss that. So, again, there's 2 playoff tickets available for all 3 matches. You get a package deal. You call the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. Be there. It's going to be the 4 best teams in women's soccer in the United States are playing right here starting Wednesday and then finishing up on Saturday.
And by the way, you know, the trick game ticket package, a basic, is $20.
$20? Who can you beat that?
Supported package is $30. And the VIP package is $40. And, you know, how can you go wrong? And then, you know, bring a little money, buy some hot dogs, ice cream, and all that kind of stuff. And you can relax. You can spend a good portion of the day at Stellan Stadium.
That's right. It's going to be supposed to be a beautiful night on Wednesday for a women's soccer doubleheader. And, of course, the women's national team plays their first match at 12 o'clock on Wednesday against France, the rematch of the World Cup semifinals. So after you watch the U.S. women win, you're in the mood. You go out to Stellan Stadium and watch some more great women's soccer action with some former members of the U.S. women's national team will be in action. So it's going to be a great weekend of soccer. And then the Rhinos on Friday night will face, for the first time ever here in town, the LA Blues. It should be a great match. They're a very technical team, beautiful soccer, so it should be a little bit different than what we saw against Pittsburgh, which was terrible soccer.
I agree too. The LA Blues are the one time, or actually 2 times I saw them, even earlier in the season on the USL Live, you know, they were a little, it looked like they needed some fine-tuning, although it was the first couple of games, but they played nice soccer.
It's a very Mexican-based soccer, a lot of individual skill there. Yeah. And, of course, Friday night, you get the chance to meet all three members of the Rhinos Hall of Fame induction class. Greg Demon will be there, Doug Miller, and for the first time in over a decade, Pat Onstad will be in Rochester, fresh off of his coaching duties in the MLS All-Star game this Wednesday as the MLS All-Stars face the European champions. My boy is Chelsea. And right after that, he's got to go back to D.C. because D.C. United play Paris Saint-Germain on Saturday. And there's good maybe a chance that Ibrahimovic may be there. So,
what they say is going to be there.
Maybe. Oh, good. Maybe. We'll see what happens. I know that Mr. Torres is actually in Philadelphia, so he will be here playing on Wednesday against the All-Stars.
I was impressed by Paris Saint-Germain
very
playing against
team.
Chelsea. Yeah.
That was a very small field, too. Imagine what they do on a bigger
narrow
field. Definitely.
You know, and I, you know, it reminded me of old Frontier Field when the Rhinos used to play in there because a couple of times when players would come to a sudden stop, some of the grass would pop up.
I'll tell you what, the Lancers were the originators. They played in they played at Silver Stadium to start with, and then the Rhinos played at Frontier Field. You know, as usually it is, Rochester is the innovators in soccer in this country, and we're going to talk more about that. But we want to go to our first break now. We want to get Dick Howard on the phone, talk a lot of soccer news today, and we'll also look at the Olympic Games Women's Tournament, U.S. and Canada, two of the big sides looking to win, bring home the gold. We'll be back with Dick Howard next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a kick in the grass, and I'm listening here to WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash kick off their quest for a third straight title this Wednesday night at 5 p.m. against the New York Fury in the first match of the WPSL semifinal doubleheader at Salem Stadium. The second semifinal features the regular season champion Boston Breakers against the Chicago Red Stars at 8 p.m. The title match is Saturday at 1 p.m. WPSL playoff tickets are on sale at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Rochester Rhinos are back in action at Salem Stadium this Friday, July 27th, against the LA Blues, starting at 7:35 p.m. Come and meet the three new inductees into the Rhinos Hall of Fame, Craig Demon, Doug Miller, and making his first appearance in Rochester in over a decade, MLS All-Star player and coach Pat Onstad. Rhinos tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office through Ticketmaster or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. That's 454-KICK. Group sales discounts are also available. Be at the heart of Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsford. The number to call is 248-2650. Go visit Tony and Michelle for all of your embroidery, monogramming needs, all you teams out there for the fall and winter seasons. Get all of your bags, your gear, your jerseys all taken care of at Top Notch Monogramming. And, of course, they have U.S. soccer memorabilia, U.S. soccer shirts, support the U.S. women's national team in the Olympic Games. Again, number to call, 248-2650. Dick, good evening. How you doing?
Good, Andrew, good. And talking about T-shirts and so on, I wore the Lancers T-shirt the other day, and within 10 minutes of getting into the school and doing some work, one of the secretaries came and said, geez, I used to work in Rochester. I remember that team. So it's good to spread the word.
Did you recognize their girl?
No, I didn't.
Maybe somebody that, you know, in those days, you know, probably even now, you were still a very popular guy.
It was great that she recognized it and remembered the Lancers, you know, which is super.
Well, Dick, we were going to talk a lot about the Olympics and talk about TFC against Liverpool, but then, of course, coming across the wire in the last hour, big news out of Liverpool, actually out of Everton, and the Red Bulls, a major transfer, a stunning transfer. Tim Cahill is coming to MLS to play for the Red Bulls, and it's really caught everybody by surprise that I've been reading. It's everybody's saying it's a shock move, and there's a question about if there was a transfer fee for Tim Cahill or not. One, the BBC was reporting £1 million, but it's also been reported that it was a free transfer.
So. I think they sent Marquez over to Everton.
I don't know about that. But, Dick, give us your thoughts. I mean, this is a big news for you as an Everton supporter.
I was just as shocked as you were, Andrew, and the lads, because Tim Cahill, yes, he's early 30s now, and he's looking for that one big move. There were rumors he might be going into Asia or the Middle East, but that is an excellent signing by the New York Red Bulls to go with Rafa Marquez and Thierry Henry, because as we know, and I know obviously we've been a fan of Everton and what Tim Cahill has done for the club over the years, so a surprise, but a great signing by New York.
Absolutely. Tim Cahill, of course, member of the Australian national team, not to be confused with Chelsea's Gary Cahill, who is a member of the English national team.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for clarifying that for me. I get confused with these.
We have people with the same names, but I guess the rumor
brothers,
mill
aren't
is.
They?
What?
They're brothers.
No, they're not brothers.
They're brothers from a different mother.
But I guess the rumor is, Dick, that they're maybe trying to re-sign Steven Pienaar from Spurs to replace.
Yeah, they'll use the money for that if there's anything involved with a fee and the like, yep.
Dick, speaking of Everton, what's going on with Clint Dempsey? Is he going over to Liverpool?
Well, that was mentioned all this past week. There were rumors, of course, with Liverpool in town to play Toronto FC that Clint Dempsey was just moments away from signing, but they have expressed an interest, but nothing has transpired as of yet. But it would not surprise me if Clint Dempsey didn't end up playing for Liverpool Football Club, which would be a great signing
well
by
the
Fenway Sports Group.
Well, do you think he would be a good fit in their system? I do. I think Liverpool would be a good fit for him.
I think so. You know, the way they played in the exhibition game at the weekend, yes, they were missing some of the key players, Stevie J Gerrard and company, but you could still see, even after sort of a less than a month's training, that Brendan Rodgers has got them playing a lot differently than what they were playing last year, and I was very impressed with their overall skill level and the technical aspects, even though it's early in the season. They'll be strong, and it was a good workout for Toronto FC. Didn't get any injuries. And in the second half, it was super because you had sort of the academy players from Toronto FC up against the academy players from Liverpool Football Club, so the stars of the future. And in the end, it was a very respectable 1-1 tie for Toronto FC.
So it says here in the report that Liverpool started 16-year-old Jordan Ibe. IBE. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but that's yeah, absolutely. It's going to be it's a nice tour for Liverpool. They'll be playing Roma at Fenway Park on Wednesday. Roma had a big win against a Polish side in Chicago on Sunday, and of course the other match on Sunday, which everyone was watching, was at Yankee Stadium, the new Yankee Stadium. They made a comment. It was the first soccer match at the new Yankee Stadium. Of course, the Cosmos played at the previous Yankee Stadium. Their first match was against the Rochester Lancers. Exactly. And Joe was right there. And
76,000 people.
I don't know about that. But
it was.
At Yankee Stadium?
Yeah.
No. You mean a Giants Stadium?
Giants Stadium.
Yeah,
no,
this is. There was a lot less fans. But Paris Saint-Germain against Chelsea, they drew 40,000. You saw many of the starting players for both sides. I think it was a respectable 1-1 tie. It was a well-played match.
It was a good game, wasn't it? Even though both teams were missing key players, you could still see the depth in these squads. And certainly PSG, with the money they put out in the off-season, they are definitely going to be a contender, I think, in Europe this year, and definitely in Ligue 1 France. But, I think it's great when you see the atmosphere. You see the crowd for that game in the new Yankee Stadium, I should say. And the crowd, 34,000 in Toronto at the Rogers Centre, predominantly Liverpool fans, and Liverpool fans that had travelled from all over North America. It was great to see, and quite deafening when they're singing You'll Never Walk Alone and you're on an outdoor set for the telecast, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a... Liverpool has some of the best supporters and most devoted fans. And that match in Boston should be very interesting. But, of course, also on Wednesday is the MLS All-Star Game. And I know, Dick, that I'm sure you're very proud that the captain of the MLS team will be Canadian international Dwayne De Rosario, will be leading the troops out against Chelsea on Wednesday in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's great. Dwayne is consistently, being right at the top, and it's a great honor for him to have that role bestowed upon him. But he's done so much for the league, and hopefully will do for Canada in the World Cup qualifying in the months ahead. But I was delighted for that.
And he played also right here in Rochester.
And I know he's going to be in Rochester the weekend, that Pat Onstad's going to be honored at Salem Stadium on Friday, which is great also, because I think it's tremendous when you see these players who've contributed so much for the game being given captain's armband or inducted into a Hall of Fame. It's great recognition for the work they've done over the years.
Absolutely.
Speaking of Italian soccer, we're very proud Michael Bradley's playing for Roma and played recently in the exhibition game. What's your opinion, Dick, about Michael Bradley during the regular season with Roma? Is he going to start for them?
Good question. I was surprised that he adapted so well, because I think he's had that first season under his belt, and he certainly adapted very well. He's a very good professional. He's learned obviously a lot from his father, and you need the Michael Bradleys in every team. And Roma in the past have had very talented players, and ones that, when you think of Totti and company, that make things happen. But you also need the workers, the piano carriers, as we call them, the players in midfield that do all the work. And full credit to Michael Bradley, and I'm sure he'll give a good account of himself in the upcoming Serie A season.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I found him a very interesting sign, because now with all these moves by AC Milan and Inter Milan, they always seem in some kind of transient position. It looks like to me like Juventus is going to repeat. I don't see who's going to really catch them.
I don't know. Mr. Sirianni will probably have something to say about a repeat for Juve.
They sustained two big injuries over the weekend and friendlies, which, you know, it really doesn't do them any justice. Two to three months absence from a key player. And so, you wonder sometime, exhibition game, they become very competitive and people get injured. But, Dick, the thing that I really wanted to ask you is this, that as a goalkeeper, yesterday we assisted to a women's soccer, the flesh game, the goalie. And I'm speaking about the goalie. She has a tendency to come up right to midfield and it makes me a nervous wreck because, all you need is just somebody to intercept the ball and just put the ball over her head and away you go.
Playing Beckham used to do that.
What would, if you were a coach, right, what would you, if I was the coach of the team, I would have told you stay in the freaking area over there. Don't go past the 18.
Yeah, it's a good point, Joe. The sort of the rule of the thumb is you would go to the top of the D and be patrolling that area for any long balls that go over the top of the defense and you can get out and intercept. But certainly to venture all the way up to the halfway line is very a gesture and a movement that I would not be happy with as a coach. But a goalkeeper, the good goalkeepers take up good starting position, but certainly not on the halfway line.
Remember the name of Rene Higuita from Colombia and Roger Mila, what he did to him in the World Cup. I'll never forget that moment.
The thing now is that goalkeepers are having to be more as outfield players, and they've got to be good passers of the ball and be able to control the ball, even head the ball on occasions, but certainly not take players on as Higuita did with Miller in the World Cup. But it's all tied in with your positioning because you're out of the game for so long, you've got to be able to react, and I always say top of the D when the ball is in the other team's penalty area.
And you got to listen to this guy, ladies and gentlemen, because Dick Howard, when it comes to goalkeeping, Dick Howard is the authority on such matters. But Dick, let's talk about the Olympics, because I know that's a big event that's coming up. The women's tournament starts on Wednesday, and two big matches to start off, the United States against France in Group G and Canada against Japan in Group F, and that both those matches will be played at noon on Eastern Time on Wednesday. What do you think, Dick? What are your predictions?
Oh, two tough games, I tell you. The U.S. against France. France impressed a lot of observers at the World Cup, and that's not going to be an easy game for the U.S. at Hampden Park. And then, of course, Canada playing Japan, world champions. Well, the City of Coventry Stadium is the location for that game, but if Canada can get a tie from that game, that'll be a real boost. They did well in a recent exhibition games in Switzerland. They lost to Brazil to an injury time goal, but Japan, they impressed me in that last World Cup, and they got a nucleus of that squad there, so it's going to be a tough opening game for Canada, as it was in the Women's World Cup when, of course, they played Germany, the host country, in the last one.
Well, the big thing in this tournament, they're the top two third-place teams get through to the quarterfinals. So if Canada could certainly be one of those teams, if depending on how results go. The Group F is Japan, Canada, Sweden with former Flash captain Carolyn Sager, and South Africa. The only reason that South Africa had made the tournament, the other African team to make it, Cameroon, does not have Roger Mila, of course. The only reason they made it because Equatorial Guinea was dropped out of the tournament because of an illegal player. Group A has Great Britain, who not only have the nucleus of that English team, they also have a couple of great, very good Scottish players who are a part of that squad as well. They're going to be very, very tough at home. New Zealand with former Flash player Ali Riley. They did so well in the World Cup. And, of course, Brazil. You just never know what you're going to get out of Brazil.
Men and women's, Brazil are going to be very, very strong. You know, that 2-0 win over England could have been a bit more heavy in the exhibition game a week ago. And you've got Neymar and players of that nature, Hulk. They are going to be a very potent combination. And, of course, Brazil, the one trophy they've never won is an Olympic trophy. So they're really confident that they can change that around this time.
Absolutely, and of course they're hosting the Olympics in 2016, so there would be a big vault for either the men or the women to raise the or win the gold medal. So
and they're hosting a World Cup as well.
And hosting the World Cup, the next few years are going to be big for Brazilian sports. So it's going to be a great tournament. I think there's a few weaker teams. I think there are eight very strong teams in this tournament. I think those eight teams will probably get through. I think South Africa, Colombia, North Korea, and Cameroon will probably go by the wayside in the preliminaries. Then it's knockout, and anything can happen at that point.
I think it's going to be great, and I hope that the crowds are good. There was sort of rumors coming out that not too many tickets have been sold, but hopefully in the last few days the rain has stopped. There's some sunshine. There's going to be no problems with the security, which has been talked about a great deal in the newspapers. I mean, it's going to be a great Olympics, and I just hope that that will be the case. And certainly the soccer tournament, the football tournament, will be one of the most competitive. That is for sure.
Yeah, let's not forget the Wednesday MLS All-Star game against Chelsea. And I'm a little nervous about that game, Dick, because late Sunday, Chelsea coach Di Matteo announced that he's going to play most of the starting players. And it's going to make for a better game. But I hope it's not a blowout like last year with Man United. I didn't think that was good for the MLS at all. But
no, you want a competitive game, but you certainly don't want a blowout. But I don't think it will be. I think now we're seeing that more and more with the exhibition games. They are exhibition games, preseason, and MLS teams are midseason. But the MLS teams are still giving a good account of themselves.
And, of course, Mr. Beckham will be playing for the All-Stars. So
Beckham, Henry,
Donovan.
Don Keane.
Keane.
It's a nice lineup.
I think it would behoove Ben Olsen to have Keane, Donovan, and Beckham on at the same time because right now those three are just tearing up MLS on the offensive side. So I just wonder, the last thing I want to ask you, Dick, and just give us your prediction. David Beckham is going to be part of that opening ceremony in London. I think that's probably pretty well known. What do you think his role is going to be? Do you think he might be
the
person
torch.
To light the torch in the cauldron, or maybe carry it up to the cauldron?
It's a good point. I don't think so. I think it might be a former great, somebody like Sir Roger Bannister in the first sub 4 minute mile. But there's nobody that's been mentioned that say. Can get away from the fact that if it's David Beckham, it will be very popular, but somehow I don't think it will be him, but I've been wrong before.
That's right. Roger Bannister is still alive. So, I mean,
so what would his role be then? I can't figure out either.
I think he might. Well, there's going to be a few torch bearers in the stadium.
Oh, he'll pass it along.
And they probably will be one of those torch bearers, I think, along with maybe Sebastian Coe, the great distance runner from England, maybe Daley Thompson, the former decathlete. So there's a lot of great British athletes that could certainly carry that torch.
As long as you mention a name that I'm really a fan about it, David Thompson. How is he doing?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of really good candidates. And
No, I'm talking about our David Thompson.
I thought you said Daley Thompson.
No, Daley
Thompson, of course, great athlete for Great Britain over the years.
Daley and Davey.
I've got to get in touch with him and tell him to get in touch with you guys on the show.
Yeah, definitely. We'll definitely let them talk to him at some point. Relatively soon. So, Dick, thanks so much, and we'll be certainly talking more Olympics and more transfer news when we come back next week.
Great, guys. Good chatting to you. Take care for now. Bye for now.
Thanks, Dick. Bye-bye.
Bye, Dick.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Georgios Kyriassis from the Rochester Rhinos here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Proudly conservative.
WYSL.
You're listening to the new home of Salem Network News, 92.1 FM, 1040 AM, WYSL, Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Western New York Flash kick off their quest for a third straight title this Wednesday night at 5 p.m. against the New York Fury in the first match of the WPSL semifinal doubleheader at Salem Stadium. The second semifinal features the regular season champion Boston Breakers against the Chicago Red Stars at 8 p.m. The title match is Saturday at 1 p.m. WPSL playoff tickets are on sale at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The Rochester Rhinos are back in action at Salem Stadium this Friday, July 27th, against the LA Blues, starting at 7:35 p.m. Come and meet the three new inductees into the Rhinos Hall of Fame, Craig Demon, Doug Miller, and making his first appearance in Rochester in over a decade, MLS All-Star player and coach Pat Onstad. Rhinos tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office through Ticketmaster or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. That's 454-KICK. Group sales discounts are also available. Be at the heart of Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni and Sam Mongiovi. Don't forget, we'll have Alex Salen on in our final segment tonight to talk about the WPSL playoffs. But right now we're going to focus on the Rhinos and bring on a gentleman we had on the show earlier this year. And certainly we're very happy he's back in the lineup, because when he's in the lineup, the Rhinos give up very few, if any, goals. Joined by Georgios Kiriassis, and his appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Rhinos in action this Friday night against the LA Blues at 7:35. Come meet Craig Demon, Pat Onstad, and Doug Miller, members of the 2012 Hall of Fame class for the Rochester Rhinos. Georgios, thanks for being with us, and we're very happy that you're back on the field and competing for the Rhinos again.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Buonasera, Giorgio. Come stai?
Buonasera. Benissimo.
It's what to translate to other people is a good evening, and it's doing very well. So, Giorgio, you cannot imagine how pleased we are that you are back in the lineup. It certainly gave me a sense of security that you're there. And no, but I have to say that you know the defense have been playing very well, even though you were not there. But now it's better, of course. And I think that there is something mystifying to me, because for some reason in the last game that we had, it didn't go according to, even though we won, you know, it was not as smooth victory as we would like to have. What's your comment?
First of all, first of all, I'm very glad that finally I returned to play because, you know, it was a long time for me to stay out. I was glad that I could help my team to have a great result. For sure, it was a great game for us, great performance for all the guys, all the team. And, of course, a very important result, 3 points. Everybody knows that we have four more games and we need all the points possible to be able to have a good position for the playoffs.
Absolutely. And the Rhinos right now pretty much fighting for second place because Orlando, with a win on Friday, Orlando clinches the regular season title because they're playing Charleston. So we don't mind if Orlando wins because we want Charleston to lose so we can get that second spot, Georgios. The team I know is looking forward to this Friday against L.A., and the L.A. plays a lot differently than Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, a very physical team. They really don't play. They don't play beautiful soccer. They tend to use their physicality and use their strength to try to score. But L.A. much more technical. They like to play the ball along the ground. Use a lot of individual skills. So, what are you guys working on to face L.A. on Friday?
Well, I always said that all the games and all the results are depending on us. I mean, if we are concentrated and we do the job that we know to do and we have a good night and a good performance, I think that we don't have to be afraid of any other opponent. Even if the LA plays another kind of game like Pittsburgh, as you say, but if we are concentrated and we are good, I mean, we don't have to afraid anybody.
George, I got a question for you. You've been playing for a while, Serie B, around the world. You play against high-level players, and you're pretty up-to-date on the formations of teams. It seems like over the years, the play in the top leagues has become more and more zonal play. A lot of teams are going to, like, the 4-5-1. 4-1-4-1. We don't see dribbling as much, and you see that extreme with Barcelona. Do you think the dribbling kind of player, the Baggios, the Maradonas, Zidane, do you think those players will ever come back, or is the zonal system here to stay for everybody?
Okay, I think that all the teams now are trying to copy Barcelona and the way that they are playing. You see that they have many technical players and fast players. I mean, every year the soccer is changed. So now everybody wants to copy Barcelona because they're playing good, they're playing fast, first of all, and they press all together like a team. I think that Messi, for me, it's in the same level, as you say, as Baggio, Maradona, all this stuff. And I think everybody now tries to copy because, you know, the soccer is changing and they want players to play fast and to think before to have the ball. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and I agree with you about Messi. And the thing about Messi is that I think he's becoming the exception to the rule. I think every team's going to have one player like Messi who they're going to allow to dribble the ball. Because, I mean, when I watch Barcelona play, I really don't see anybody driven except Messi, and he can do it because he is the exceptional player. What I'm worried about is just like how Italy got all the teams playing Catenaccio, and in Holland everybody was playing total soccer. If you weren't a Cruyff or a Baggio or a Messi, they start looking for foreign players, and those players that you're going to get, you know, they're going to start getting like the Brazilian players, maybe start the Argentinian players.
The truth is that nowadays, because of the pressure that all the teams are able to do, I mean, it's very difficult for a player to keep the ball and start dribbling and all this stuff. Of course, Messi is something different. He's in another level, and it's so easy for him to do it. So all the teams now, you know, are physical good. They try to press a lot, press high. So you have to be able to play fast. It's not so easy to keep the ball, to start dribbling, all this stuff. And I think that all the teams now, they're trying to do this.
Absolutely. And they see the success, but my favorite team, Georgios, is Chelsea, and they found a way to beat Barcelona. So that there's always going to be the next big thing, and you know, it's just a matter of time before somebody else comes up with a new system, and they will, and that will be the new hot thing. So if you're a good solid player.
Yeah.
And you could, and you have good skills, you have good vision, and you have good, your good fitness, and you have speed and strength. You're going to be a success no matter what system you play.
Now, that's true. I mean, now a player in this kind of level needs all the package. Must think fast, must be fast, must run, must be strong in the duels. I mean, must have all the package to be able to play in this kind of level. And of course, I mean, Barcelona is not unbeatable. It will find some team to lose, no? Maybe in the future we'll see another team that it will show us something different. Of course, Barcelona can't stay all the future the champion in everything. Maybe we can see something different from another team. That's the soccer.
Absolutely. Before we let you go, Giorgio, tell us about how you're feeling physically, and what happened with your injury, and how's the recovery?
Okay. It was tough. I had to stay four weeks out, and actually, I had to stay more. I had to stay more because I have this bone cracked, and the doctor was a little bit worried about this. But the last days, the last week, I felt better. I trained with the team. I didn't feel some kind of pain. And what can I say? I mean, I couldn't stay any more out. I wanted to play. I wanted to help my team. Now we are in the ending of the season. And, of course, physically, I need more training and more games, but I feel good. I feel pretty good.
Well, the good thing is that the Rhinos only have one match per week for the rest of the season, so that's
important.
I'm sure is a big help for all the players. So, well, yeah. Giorgio, thank you for being on the show, and we'll be seeing you on Friday night as we face the LA Blues at Salem Stadium, and we hope for a big crowd for that game with all the Hall of Famers there, and looking for a victory. We had two wins against them already, so hopefully we'll get a third win and another shutout for the Defenders. So, thanks so much, and we'll see you on Friday.
Okay, thank you for calling, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Giorgio Skiriasis from the Rochester Rhinos here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by the president and starting defender for the Western New York Flash, who begin the playoffs this Wednesday at Salem Stadium. Alex Salem will join us here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The Rochester Rhinos are back in action at Salem Stadium this Friday, July 27th, against the LA Blues, starting at 7:35 p.m. Come and meet the three new inductees into the Rhinos Hall of Fame, Craig Demon, Doug Miller, and making his first appearance in Rochester in over a decade, MLS All-Star player and coach Pat Onstad. Rhinos tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office through Ticketmaster or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. That's 454-KICK. Group sales discounts are also available. Be at the heart of Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Start saving today. Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo, 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Western New York Flash kick off their quest for a third straight title this Wednesday night at 5 p.m. against the New York Fury in the first match of the WPSL semifinal doubleheader at Salem Stadium. The second semifinal features the regular season champion Boston Breakers against the Chicago Red Stars at 8 p.m. The title match is Saturday at 1 p.m. WPSL playoff tickets are on sale at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion in Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll.
Welcome back to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. You always can count on Bob D'Angelo, our crack engineer, to come up with some of the classic tunes here on our show.
And don't forget hot dogs and hamburgers.
And apple pie.
And apple pie.
And don't say the other one because we don't have a sponsor for them. But anyway, welcome back to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. And Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, and Sam Mongiovi. And very happy to be joined now by not only the starting back for the Western New York Flash, she's also the president of the club. I believe a unique position that only Alex Salen holds in all of professional sports.
So and you forgot one.
And what?
And you forgot the one, the most important one.
Why is that?
She's married to the coach.
Well, damn, that's true, too. Well, we're very happy to have Alex back on our show. Alex, appearance brought to you by the Western New York Flash. WPSL semifinals are this Wednesday at Salem Stadium. The Flash will take on the New York Fury at 5 p.m., followed by the Boston Breakers and the Chicago Red Stars at 8. 716-655-PLAY or 454-KICK to get your playoff tickets. Alex, thanks for being with us tonight. Really appreciate it.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. If it's a bit windy, I apologize. We had a team event on a boat, actually, on Lake Erie, so we just docked, so it's a bit windy out here.
The Great Lakes. We're very fortunate to have them. Otherwise, we'd be up in the hundreds right now. So,
for sure.
Alex, obviously, yesterday's game was a disappointment, especially when you dominate play. You have 16 corners to 5 for Boston. When you run into a hot goalkeeper.
And a bad referee.
Joe says that. He doesn't like referees anyway.
No. I just don't like bad referees.
Okay. But you think all referees are bad.
Not all of them.
But anyway, so we dominated play, and we were from the short end of a 1-0 decision. What is the takeaway from the match for the Flash players and getting ready for this Wednesday against New York?
Well, I think right now we're just trying to prepare our bodies. Obviously, we played Sunday, and we have a quick turnover. So just getting our bodies right and mentally ready for the game. It's going to be a tough game. Pretty much all of their players started for a WPS team last year, the New York Fury. So, yeah, just getting ready to try and take them to it, you know?
Alex, I just got one quick question, maybe not appropriate to ask the question, but then again, that's
my makeup. It doesn't stop Joe.
It doesn't stop me. Why the change of goalie?
I think he has kind of a bit of a rotating scheme right now, depending on, you know, the other team's strengths and weaknesses. And obviously we have two really talented goalkeepers. They're both number one. So it's just been kind of a battle for them, I guess, back and forth. And, yeah, I mean, that's a question you'd have to ask Scott and Aaron. But I know that they like competition for spots and keeping people hungry. So that might have something to do with it. I don't know. I mean, in the past, we've never really had rotating goalkeepers. But in this situation, this is the first time that we've really had, you know, two goalkeepers that are extremely talented and both deserve to play. So,
well, Alex, one thing that you probably can clue us in on yesterday, and this was going around to the press box as well. We weren't sure about when the Flash were supposed to play on Wednesday. We had heard 8 o'clock. We had heard 5 o'clock. Last night after the game, you mentioned it was going to be 8 o'clock. However, when the press release came out from the league, they have the match at 5 o'clock. So what happened with that?
Yeah, I think that originally it was 1 versus 4 and 2 versus 3. And obviously, because we were hosting, I think that obviously we get a better draw for an 8 o'clock game. So I think that there was some talk about moving the game to 8, and then it just didn't end up working out that way. So we'll take the 5 and, you know, try and get as many people as we can there. Obviously, we would have preferred to have the 8, but, you know, you can't always get what you want. So, you know, we're going to take the 5 and go with that and hopefully get as many people as we can there. So.
Now, New York is a team that we've played twice this year. We lost 1-0 at home and then drew with them 0-0. So we haven't scored a goal against them. They're very tough to break down. As you said, they got the four starters all played for me for Philadelphia last year, the four starters in the back. So what are we going to have to do, the Flash have to do, to break them down and put the ball in the back of the net?
I mean, I think the positive that we can take from those two games is, I mean, even their coach after those both of those games came away with it thinking that he stole points from us. So, you know, we definitely outplayed them in those matches. We just, I mean, that's the game of football. You've got to put it in the back of the net, and the better team that played that night might not always win the game. So, you know, we need to really, if we get an opportunity early, take it. And then we obviously tend to do better when we put one away pretty early in the first 10, 20 minutes, then we build off that. So it's going to be really important for us to get a rhythm early and put one in the back of the net first and just grow from there. So.
Absolutely. And, of course, Paul Riley, the coach of New York, was the coach of Philadelphia last year in the WPS title game. So last question, Alex, and we're running out of time here. Obviously, this year the Flash played in the WPSL, and there was also the W League where some of the other national team players played and some of the former WPS players. What are you guys looking for next season regarding a D1 Women's League? Is that something that we hope to have in 2013?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a big year next year for women's soccer in particular in the U.S. because there's no World Cup, there's no Olympics, so all those players need to play somewhere. So, I mean, I think right now, this week, we're just really focusing on what we have, the task at hand for the WPSL Elite. And then, you know, in the next upcoming weeks, we'll be looking at avenues and options for next year. So, I mean, we definitely want to play at the highest level, but it has to be the right fit. It has to be professional. It has to be well-run, and it has to be with the right group of people. So we're going to take our time and be patient and find the right fit for our franchise.
Alex, just one last question, because and that's got to be quick. Many players, just like you said, are going to be available. Are most of them, if there is, you know, where they're going to play, if there is no league?
I mean, if there's no league, I think that some players will play in a W League or a WPSL, and then the more serious one and the ones that are very committed to the game will probably look to go overseas and play in Germany and Sweden and just in Europe where there's more opportunity. So hopefully it doesn't come down to that.
Well, Alex, we wish you and the Flash all the best of luck. We'll certainly be there 5 p.m. on Wednesday at the stadium against the New York Fury. It's going to be a great match, and this championship is Saturday at 1. We're certainly looking for the Flash to be in that championship match. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. Alex Salen here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. We want to thank Alex and AJ Sestre from The Flash, Georgios Kitiasis from the Rhinos, along with Greg Stanton, who helped set that up. Again, the Rhinos in action this Friday, 7:35 against the LA Blues. Hall of Fame autograph sessions with Craig Dem and Pat Onstad and Doug Miller. Bring your bobbleheads, bring your autograph stuff, get your things signed by the great Rhino players of the past. And The Flash, Wednesday, 5 p.m., the semifinals of the WPSL Elite League against the New York Fury. Championship match at 1 o'clock on Saturday. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Sam Mongiovi, Dick Howard up in Toronto, and Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.